The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said to them, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare to eat the Passover?" And he said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" And his disciples did what Jesus had told them and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." And he said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." And he answered, "You have said so." The Gospel of the Lord. This Gospel focuses on Judas. And especially Matthew's Gospel gives us a strong impression that Judas was greedy, that he sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, that he was anxious to get the money because he was the one who kept the money bag. It was like the treasurer. When you begin to discuss money, it's a symbol. It's a symbol of many things in life. And in many ways, the manner in which he is portrayed here tells us about the manner in which he approaches everything else. The manner in which we approach material things reveals an inner disposition in us. I've always liked the story which comes from Joseph Heller. You remember Joseph Heller? Way back, and 50 years ago, I read Catch 22, which was Joseph Heller's best-selling book. It's written in his biography that on one occasion he was at a cocktail party put on by a very wealthy hedge fund manager. And somebody said to Heller, "You know, Heller, for all the money you make on your best-selling book, this hedge fund manager will make more in one day than you will make in your whole life." And Heller said, "I know, but I have something he doesn't have." And he said, "What do you have?" He said, "I have enough." See, we don't have enough. We don't have enough. There are people who are genuinely, genuinely poor and suffering and heavily burdened. And then there's the rest of us. And we have more than enough. And sometimes we're not satisfied with what we have. You say, "It isn't enough. You're not enough for me. I'm not blessed enough. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough affirmation. I don't have enough generosity from another person. I don't have enough." It's not just money. It's a demand. It's an imposition on other people, that I don't have enough. You haven't been doing enough for me. It's an inner disposition of greed and self-interest. That's what drives Judas, according to Matthew's gospel. Now, there is a more benevolent interpretation, which some scholars offer, but it doesn't get a consensus of scholars, that in fact Judas wasn't interested in the money. Judas wanted to test Jesus, and when they went to arrest him, his power, his divine power would shine forth, and he would dismiss everybody. It's a benevolent interpretation of Judas, but not widely accepted. So now, listening to the teaching of this gospel, I would like to walk through this day peacefully and gratefully, not demanding of other people. And if somebody overlooks me, I'll say, that's okay, I have enough. If somebody doesn't please me, that's okay, I have enough. Do we have enough to make this day holy? Do we have enough to walk through this day in praise and in gratitude to Jesus Christ? Are we here to say, praise the Lord and thank the Lord for the blessings of our life? Eucharist. Eucharist comes from a Greek word meaning thanksgiving. So when we come here in the morning to pray, our primary prayer is a prayer of gratitude. So following the invitation of God's word here today, we'll walk through this day grateful for what we have, conscious of the many ways in which we are blessed. And when we become conscious of our blessings, then we have something to share with other people who are genuinely, genuinely in need, in manners in which we are not in need. To have enough is to have enough to share. That's the teaching of Judas in this gospel reading. And of course, betrayal can only happen in the inner circle of relationships. The guy at gas station, if the guy at the gas station betrays you, you don't care. It has to come from somebody close. It has to come from within a family, within a close relationship. So how do I collect the teaching of this gospel and say, in those who are closest to me, I will bless you and I will thank you. I won't demand. I won't make a judgment. I'll be grateful. And the gifts that you give me, limited, maybe not all I want, I'm grateful because I have enough. It could make a very good day for us. Amen. We pause now.